The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle, live in studio, waiting to take your calls on anything you'd like to talk about your health. Perhaps you've had a problem, you've tried, you've applied. Let's see if we can turn you in a different direction, you know, using no drugs and getting away from surgery. Wouldn't that be fun? 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. It's a rainy day outside, and we're on Saturday again because the Redskins are in town tomorrow, 1 o'clock. So when Redskins are in town, we're on Saturday, and when they're not here, we're back at our usual time at 12 o'clock on Sundays. So make a note of that and make sure you let everybody else know so we can move forward, right? 888-630-9625. I have a lot of things I want to talk to you about today. You know, as usual, I sit there and I read and, you know, I get a little cranked up, and I'm going to talk about something that I've been lecturing on and telling my patients about and telling all of you about for a long time. And that's GMO food products, genetically modified products. And we're going to tip into that, but we're going to kind of segue it into the primary company that's responsible for, their goal is to control all seed production in the world. And actually, they're doing a pretty good job. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about Monsanto. So genetically modified organisms or genetically modified food substances are something that we need to look very closely at, because if you're putting them in your bodies, you're modifying your body by accident through almost like a domino effect when it affects the genetic structure. We're going to talk about that. But I want to talk about Monsanto. I want to talk about how you're being duped. I want to talk about the story that's being pushed around a little bit. So let's roll the clock back. Let's go all the way back to 1974, and then another process between 1974 all the way up to, you know, about 20, 30, 40 years later, 2014. So glycophosphates basically are Roundup, and they're used to kill weeds. And they're used in more than 200 times what they were years ago. It's estimated that 300 million pounds are applied on U.S. farmlands annually. So this is Roundup. We know that Roundup causes cancer. So if it's being put on farms, conventional farms, and now we're not talking about organic farms or sustainable farms. We're talking about just the conventional, you know, high volume producing, that type of thing. So, but evidence suggests that Roundup, as we know, is not only a carcinogenic, but it's highly toxic, and it has multiple effects throughout the whole body. So there was evidence that recently came about that Monsanto couldn't suppress, indicating this high level toxicity. Let's go back just 2-3 months ago. In August of 2018, a jury ruled in favor of a plaintiff. The plaintiff's name was Dwayne Johnson, in a historic case against Monsanto. Now, this was, you know, kind of kept under the table a little bit because nobody wanted to really put that on the evening news. Well, Johnson, the first of 9,000 pending legal cases, that was number one, 9,000, okay, 9,000, claimed that Monsanto's Roundup caused his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. There's been tremendous evidence tying Roundup, tying these glycophosphates, tying genetically modified foods to all kinds of horrible things that have happened to the body. So the evidence that was presented in these legal cases against Monsanto included back and forth correspondence, email correspondence, and corporate documents. Actually, you know, the things that would be transmitted from one department to the other, that created a comprehensive, very specific narrative of corporate malfeasance and collusion with, guess who? Uncle Sugar, U.S. government, and all their regulatory agencies. So these documents are known as the Monsanto papers. Isn't that interesting? So you can go online, check it out, say the Monsanto papers, and check this out. There has only been 13 animal studies and a half a dozen epidemiological studies that have looked at glycophosphate's carcinogenic potential in the body. And the vast majority of those studies show a very specific, very direct, very exact correlation between glycophosphates, Roundup, and cancer. So if nothing else, if that doesn't get your attention and realize that we've got a problem here, then you got your head in the sand and you're not paying attention. There was an Australian documentary. Now, you know, you find things out outside the country faster than you do inside the United States, because living in this democracy, we're more suppressed relative to information than any place else. I have cousins, by the way, that live up in Toronto, Ontario, and they're always teasing me and kidding me and saying that, did you know this? I said, no. You know, they say that your information is more suppressed than, you know, it is in Russia. And sometimes I think that they might be right. Anyway, let's Monsanto papers, this documentary that they reveal the secret tactics. Secret tactics. Interesting, right? Interesting that they would use that word. Used by global chemical giant Monsanto. And by the way, Monsanto just sold out to Bayer. And so now you got the fox in the hen house. So they're, you know, both complicit here to protect its best-selling herbicide, Roundup. So the film starts out with a very quick history of Roundup and, you know, how it's now clearly absurd safety claims, you know, that it's biodegradable, it's safe enough to drink, and safer than table salt, it says. Now I'm quoting directly from the movie. It made it into the world's most widely used weed killer, Roundup. It's amazing, isn't it? It's used by farmers. It's used by private gardeners like many of you because you don't know what's going on. And indeed, guess what happens? The world's most trusted herbicide is being indicated in cancer, in Hodgkin's disease, in other devastating conditions that they don't want to talk about. 1974, the year that glycophosphates entered the U.S. market. So we're going back a whole lot of years, right? All the way up through 2014, glycophosphates used increased more than 250 times. This is outrageous. It's unbelievable, particularly when they know what the situation is. And they've indicated that it's harmless, that it doesn't have a problem. And this started out as a weed killer. And it's, by the way, it's the only thing that can kill weeds. The only thing that can kill weeds in GMO foods. The only thing that can kill it in these seeds. So its consequence relative to your health is absurd. You sit there and you think that you're watching a Fright Night movie on Friday night. Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. In addition, it impairs your body's ability to produce fully functioning proteins. You need proteins in every synthesis activity of your body, brain function, all your organ systems, the repair of muscles, the building of different tissues, the elimination of waste and bacteria. It inhibits gut flora, your microbiotic capacity of your gut. And remember that your intestinal tract is 85% of your immune system. If it's knocking that out, your immune system is going right down the tubes. It's interfering with the function of an enzyme called cytochromazine P450, and that's the first phase of your liver's ability to get rid of stuff and detoxify things. It's also required to allow vitamin D to be activated and to be used in the body. So if cytochrome P450 isn't working, your liver's not working the way it's supposed to, no matter how much vitamin D you take, and no matter how high your blood levels are, you're not using it. And you got to be able to produce this other thing that the liver's necessary for. It's called nitric oxide formation. You're hearing all over the news, everybody's depleted nitric oxide. You need it for the blood. You need it for turning erectile dysfunction around and all those things, right? But if you're eating things that have Roundup in them, ain't working. And if you're eating conventional foods, more than likely in this country, it has a GMO particle to it. And if it has GMO, it's got Roundup. And if it's got Roundup, these things don't work. So it also allows for the transportation of minerals, magnesium and calcium and other minerals as well. You can't get them in the system. It disrupts something called sulfate and synthesis and transportation. Let me give you why that's important. How many of you have arthritis? How many of you, you know, have gone to your doc and they say to you, what do you expect for your age? You have degenerative disease. Well, see, this little sulfate ion is what helps you repair your joints. And if you're blocking the transportation of sulfate into the sulfate ion attachment to repair your joints, your arthritis goes crazy and it continues to break down even faster. So when you eat non-organic foods in this country, you can be assured that you probably are rolling the dice and getting high levels of Roundup that have been exposed to your foods. It interferes with amino acids and these little things called neurotransmitters. Neurotransmitters are those connectors between one nerve cell to another. It allows your brain to work. It allows you to be able to reflex automatically with pulling away from a stove, your muscles to work, to have strength in your body. All of these things will break down. Some of you have a genetic glitch, and it's called, I won't even pronounce the word for you, but I'll tell you what it is. You can't convert folic acid into folate because that's done in the liver. And you need folate to be able to absorb B12. So if your liver's messed up because of Roundup, you can't make that conversion. This is serious. This is something that we have to become very well aware of, because if we don't, we have a problem. There are more and more problems with thyroid conditions, mostly Hashimoto's thyroiditis and hyperthyroidism in many different cases. Why? Because of the things that are being sprayed on our food, Roundup being linked specifically to many of that. But you know what happened? Monsanto, you know, did everything it possibly could to squash, hide the evidence of its linkage to this carcinogenicity problem. These things that cause you these lumps and bumps inside of you that kill you. So in August 2018, a jury ruled in favor of this guy we talked about earlier. His name is Dwayne Johnson. Historic case against Monsanto. And again, I said this is the first of 9,000 other cases that are pending against Monsanto and Roundup and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, a very specific situation. But if you do your research, if you do your homework, you're going to find that there are other things that are linked to it as well. So this 46-year-old Johnson sprayed about 150 gallons of Roundup 20 to 40 times per year while working as a groundskeeper, you know, in the Banica School District in California from 2012 to late 2015. And in 2016, he became too ill to work and accused Monsanto of hiding the health hazards of Roundup. So look it up. I won't go into the specifics of the case, but you're going to find that, you know, for Monsanto to cough up $289 million in damages to Mr. Johnson, they're trying to hide something. And the total, you know, liability was 277. So how they get to the 289? Interesting, right? Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about that, genetically modified foods, and I'd love to have your phone calls at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I'm in studio. It's cold and wet outside today, so I'm glad I'm here. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Actually, I'm glad I'm here for you because, you know, it's stories like this Monsanto thing that really jack me up and get me to say, that's why I'm supposed to be, you know, here. That's why I'm doing the thing that I do. And, you know, it's unfortunate that many of us are being duped and taken advantage of because we just don't know. All for somebody's ka-ching, you know, the big buck that goes into their pockets. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But more importantly, what I want you to do is I want you to be your own advocate. I want you to do the work. There's an interesting book. I've mentioned it several times in the past, and it's called Seeds of Deception. And very well written book. It's a guy by the name of Jeffrey Smith wrote it, and it exposes the industry and government lies about the safety of genetically engineered foods that you're eating. Get a copy of it. You can read a lot of it online. The last I saw, it's been out for a while, but it was the first book ever to point the finger at what was really being hidden from you in genetically modified foods and how they're affecting the body. Well, the problem that we're dealing with is direct result of the collusion between the government and companies like Monsanto, as I said earlier, still now owned by, Bayer. So do your homework, go online, check out the documentary, and if that doesn't irritate you, you got a problem. You need to be stirred up in a different way, because you have to protect yourself. We're starting to be duped. We're like lemmings. You know, we're being told something. If it's online, it's true, right? If Dr. Google says it, it has to be true. You need to do your work. Let's go to the phones. John, thank you for calling. How can I help you, sir?
Oh, Joan,
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's all right, Dr. Rozelle. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to reinforce what you're saying about Roundup. My mom was a doctor, and you remind me very much of her. She had a farm in Maryland. It had thistles and Johnson grass on it. And many times the state officers would come out and say she had noxious weeds, and they insisted that she spray the property with Roundup, and she had to have a certification of it. But she was like you. She refused, and instead she planted the property in pines and shaded the noxious weeds instead.
Thanks for sharing that, Joan. That's what you do. You know, sometimes you have to take a stance, and sometimes you have to say, hey, listen, enough's enough already. You know, I've put myself on the line many, many times, and I've had a few interviews, if you will, with different investigatory boards and so forth. Fortunately, the information that we do share with you is documentable, and it's exact, it's straight up, and I wouldn't tell you anything that I wouldn't tell my own family. You know, there was a guy many years ago that had an expression, and he said, mother, father, brother, sister, child, never say anything, give anything, do anything for anyone that you wouldn't do for your own family. And it's important that we lead with that. It's unfortunate that so much is hid from us because of the potential profit margin that it brings about. And, you know, we're talking about health. If we want to clean up our health care, if we want to reduce the health care costs, if we want to drop the budget in this country, all we have to do is begin to be proactive for ourselves. You know how many patients come in to see me and are unwilling to make any changes in their lives? You know, that it's too difficult, it's too hard. You know, they did a documentary on the work that we do at the Results Center for Healing about 6 years ago, and it was called Ageless Health, the movie, and it was a PBS special 90-minute documentary, and it was about six patients who had failed under traditional care, and the approach that these patients were being treated with was, in our opinion, unnecessary, minimally, and in some situations, oh my God, they're making the condition. From a young girl who had MS, who had moved so quickly when we had gone through her history, when she was first diagnosed, she had four lesions. One of them was breaking the cord down. She went to 24 lesions inside 2 months. And a little boy who was off the charts, ADHD, and a little girl who was so allergic to everything. Anyway, the bottom line is that they were treated with the things that we do in the natural world, with manual manipulation and nutritional guidance and supplementation and acupuncture and detoxification and laser. And every one of these people resolved their condition 100%. That's what we're here for, is to show you that there are options, there are alternatives, there are things that you can do, and to show you where they come from. You know, I've said for years, don't believe anybody, including me. Do your homework the right way. Make sure that you read both sides and then think through process. You're smart people. You're not stupid. But the marketing pieces out there position you into a place of stupidity. It's not okay. You've got to be able to take action. When it comes to genetically modified foods, when it comes to Roundup and other things and other products like that, when it comes to the drugs that they're shoving down your throat, think twice. ask the question, is this making me worse, or is this actually truly going to make me better? We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. Don't go away. I have a lot more for you.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. It's Saturday. I know we're supposed to be on Sunday at 12 o'clock, but the Redskins are playing tomorrow at 1 at home, so pregame show bumps us to Saturday. It's a little confusing, but we tried to make it happen for you. Go to RozellCare.com. That's RozellCare.com, RozellCare.com. And scroll down a little bit, and there's a whole chart there that tells you when we're going to be on Sunday, when we're going to be Saturday, but it only lasts another month or so, and then we're back to our normal times after the first of the year. I apologize to you, but it is the way it is, but we're always going to have a live program. We're going to make sure that it happens. Let's start out by going to the phone. Susan, how can I help you? Thank you for calling.
Hi. I came in when you mentioned folic acid. I recently, 2 months ago, looked at all my supplements and took out everything that had folic acid because I've been having so much pain for the last year, mystery pain. And within a week or two, all of that pain went away.
Yeah, what's happening with you is that you can't convert the folic acid into folate. And
it's probably been years that I've been taking the folic acid. It's probably built up to some astronomical toxic level.
Well, it's not so much that. Your body will get rid of it, but the point of it is the constant utilization of folic acid when you need folate, and you have to get it from some form, because if you can't, there's other things that you can't metabolize properly. So what it's telling you is that you have a genetic SNP in the liver that it does not allow you to take that folic acid, which, by the way, is a synthetic form, and it's cheap, and that's why they put it in products.
Right.
The most active form, by the way, is something called methylfolate, or if you really want to get specific, it's MTHFR. It's pronounced, give me a second, methyl tetrahydrofolate. See, I remember that. But that's your methyl form, and that's the one that is the most active form within the body. And, you know, all of your cells, every one of them, particularly your brain, all the 200 billion brain cells need folate at very, very high levels. If you don't have it, you can't transmit messages from one nerve cell to another. So it's important in forming these things called neurotransmitters, and even your major hormones are dependent on folate. So you got to get it some way, and you can get straight folate, and it should be combined with B12 going into your system. Most people are deficient in both of them. Does that help you?
Well, I was wondering, can you get it enough from food?
Not generally. You can get some. Red meats are going to give you B12. It has a little bit of folate with it, but it depends on what your deficiencies are. People who have that genetic glitch really need to be supplemented. And, you know, we test for B12 and we test for folate. Even if your blood levels, by the way, are normal or within the normal brackets, you can't transport adequately. And if you can't get it in, it's like not having any. So you have to make sure that, remember a little while earlier in the program, I talked about cytochrome P450, which is the first phase of, it does a lot of things. It detoxifies, it allows things to be converted and so forth. But that's where it all takes place. But some of us, there's a lot of genetic glitches, and if you get into the literature now, everybody's talking about these methylation pathways. And, you know, if you find the right methyl group that is deficient and you fix that, then they say you can turn these genes on and off, you know, based on, you know, these methyl supplementations. But we'll take a patient through it. Dr. Scott Lamp, one of our docs in our office, you know, his brain is like a freaking engineer. I mean, he's always dissecting everything, and he loves this stuff. I'm the kind of guy that says, okay, I'll take somebody else's research and let me see if it works every time. And, you know, I'll go for the other stuff. But the end product is that you have to be able to convert folic acid, and you can get it.
So if I can find a methylfolate supplement.
Take that.
And don't be afraid to take it.
No, it's not going to. It shouldn't give you any trouble at all. If you notice anything at all, Susan, give me. Actually, the fastest way to get a hold of me is through email. Just get on the website at rosellcare.com, and okay. I will get back to you.
Okay. Thank you.
You have a great day. Thank you for calling. 888-630-9625. We're having a fun conversation today, all kinds of little thing. And we're going to try to give you a little bit more data to kind of rouse your interest in things to come. You know, we talked a little bit about these genetically modified foods. They're doing things now called genetic editing. And it's like the thing that is going to save lives, but it's also the thing that is going to create monsters. And what I mean by that is that they're actually able to go into the cell, to the genetic, the genome, that gives you your blueprint of you and alter it. And within probably the next 15 years, you're going to see the majority of diseases that come from genetic imprints disappear. You're going to be able to turn cancers around. You're going to be able to turn neurodegenerative diseases around. But at the same time, the same technology that will do that will also allow for superhumans, super vegetation, super animals. And therein lies the problem. And with that, if you go through and you look up genetic editing and you see laws against, you know, you'll see that most every country in the world has some law that specifically states that you can't use genetic editing in humans to create X, Y, and Z. The truth of it is, it's being done. And there's a lot of what we'll call black papers that are showing and suggesting that things have been done, as has cloning. Cloning also has been done. Don't fool yourself for 1 minute that it hasn't. Let's go to the phones. John, how can I help you?
Hey, Dr. Rosell. Appreciate you taking the call. I've been having over the last couple of years more ear wax buildup than I've ever had before. And I'm judicious about, you know, doing it slowly, getting it out. But I'm not, I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. I'm getting these little cysts behind the ears and going down, down toward and behind the jaw bone. And I don't know what these little cysts are. I'm not messing with them, and they slowly kind of dry up, but I don't know if they're associated.
You're toxic, buddy.
Do you have any ideas?
What's happening, anytime you see cystic formation like that in the skin, you have to remember something. Your skin is the largest organ of elimination in your body, along with your kidneys, your colon, your lungs, and so forth. That gets rid of all the junk, all the poison. So when we see things erupting through our skin, other than, you know, because of sun damage and things of that nature, your body's trying to get rid of something, and it's fighting to get it done. If you look at somebody's nose and around the nose area, if there's a lot of pimply eruption on the nose starts swelling, that's usually a liver function problem. The liver's toxic, and the body starts showing that. If you start seeing any kind of lymphatic lumps and bumps, obviously, number one, get them checked out. Make sure that, you know, they're not something more significant, more dangerous. But if they're cystic, where they're erupting through and you know, they're pustular or so forth, or they're red and irritated, that's the body's indication that there's some kind of toxicity within the system that your body is trying to eliminate. So just as a checklist, I would say to you, take a look at, and this goes along with your earwax, take a look at what your dietary patterns have been over the last, you know, few years. Have they changed? Has your exercise changed? Are you drinking as much water? Are you drinking more coffee or more alcohol? Or is there more sugar in your diet? You know, those are the things that you start with. And are your bowels working the way they're supposed to? Are you more constipated than you've been in the past? So begin to do like a checkoff list of, you know, am I doing this? Am I doing that? Am I doing this? And then begin to eliminate it. If you want to really clean up, your body should be alkaline. So alkaline means tons of vegetables. It means things like avocado. It means the elimination of, you know, sugar, sodas, coffee, black teas, fast food, fried foods, alcohol, gluten, additives, preservatives, GMO products. Those things will cause the body to acidify. And when that happens, your body's got to do something with it. And if it's too plugged up to begin with, most people think water's for washing and not drinking. And unfortunately, the good news and the bad news is the good news we need water. The bad news is that, you know, we have to be careful of the water that we get. And even if we drink water, well, I drink water out of bottle. Well, if it's a plastic bottle, then you're getting estrogenics. Estrogen leaches into the water from anything that's plastic, unless it's a if it's a BPH-free plastic, then you beat that thing. But the point of it is that you have to be guardian of what's going on. It's a sign that tells you that there's some level of toxicity within your body that your body is trying to get rid of. And without going into a detailed consultation with you, I can't tell you what it is, but I can tell you that you need to do something a little bit more specifically. Then just be aware of them. It's your earwax and your skin cysts are, unfortunately, in my mind, have some parallels. So if we can help you, obviously, we're glad to do it, but you need to do something about it. 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. You know, it's really an interesting thing when it comes to earwax. Earwax is, we all have some earwax. And, it's there for a couple reasons. But when we have huge levels of accumulation of earwax, it's generally because something's going on inside the body and we have to be very, very careful of what that is. It's important that, we look at all the things that we consume, that we're exposed to, the computer screens, the pads that that we're constantly on, the devices that we have. All of these things add to electromagnetic pollution, if you will, to our bodies. Think about it. How many of you sit there in front of a computer screen all day? And then you go home, you get another computer screen. You carry your cell phone, your smartphone with you. Those of you who know me, if I meet you and I see you have your cell phone in your pocket on your chest, we're in a conversation, I notice it, I go over and I grab it and I say, put this in your pocket, please. That low volt, that low dosage of EMFs, electromagnetic frequencies, are affecting your heart. And you have to be aware of that. You can go online to our website or you can go online any place. Claris Corporation makes a very lovely little pendant that you can wear around your neck that interrupts the EMF, so it scrambles it a bit so it doesn't have such a profound effect. And also they have these little bugs, we call them little bugs, that you can put them on your phone and they scramble the EMF. So at least you can help yourself a little bit. You get in your car, all the Bluetooth technology is dangerous to your body. And you have to make sure that you guard against that because it's disruptive. It's a problematic. Think about all the people that you know today that are coming down with different types of cancers. We see young people, unfortunately, in today's world that their bodies are breaking down too rapidly, too quickly. They shouldn't be doing that at the ages that they're at. And it's because of the things that they're doing, the exposures that they have, the fact that they're constantly in front of, these computer screens, they're on their phones, they don't get out, they don't get any exercise, they grab catch as can, they don't eat the way they're supposed to. It's an unfortunate situation, and we're getting deeper and deeper into a hole that is just unnecessary, in my opinion. We'll get into more about that. I'm on a soapbox today. I can feel it deep inside of me. Let's go to the phones. Wilma, how can I help you?
Hi, Dr. Roselle. I used to be a patient of yours, and you helped my daughter get better when she was just a little girl. I contracted Lyme disease 20 years ago and have not been able to get rid of anxiety and depression. And I've gone through another spell of this last summer of having a lot of anxiety again and serious depression. Can you talk to us about what I can do to make it better?
Sure.
I am currently on lorazepam, and I'm on a pretty clean diet. It's a lot of vegetables, fresh fruit, organic.
What it tells me is this, is that Lyme patterns and other microorganisms like that can cause a disruption in the neurotransmitters of the body. Lyme has a bad habit of burying itself into the intestinal lining, into the lymphatic system, in what's called the mesenteric apron that lies over the lower portion of the intestinal tract. But the reason I bring that up, it also gets in the brain. You read the literature, we know that that happens. The reason I'm bringing it up is that your intestinal system produces 80% of your neurotransmitters. And if that's disrupted in any way because of long use, and if you were treated medically with antibiotics, doxycycline being the drug of choice, your gut's not working. And so you're going to get irregular balances in things like serotonin and GABA and dopamine and theanine and so forth, all the things that your brain needs for regulation. So the truth of it is, until you reset that neurological platform and you make sure that there's no biofilm that is hiding any of the Lyme or the co-infections from Lyme, you continue to go on with this anxiety and the depression that gets worse. Dopamine is one of the primary things that is messed up anytime that you use an antibiotic or any kind of immunological suppressant over time. So that's where we would start. So there are things that can be done, but you have to find out specifically what's going on.
And you would start with the gut.
I would start with an examination first to find out what your nervous system is doing, and then finding out what all the pieces. Obviously, anybody that comes into our practice, we look at them multidimensionally. We look at, somebody comes in, the first thing that they do before they even see me or any of my doctors is that we do simple things, but we do blood pressures. But guess what? We do them in three different positions because it tells us something very different. We do pulse oxygenation. We do zinc tallies. We do an acupuncture graph screening. We do some neurological testing. And then, there's a couple other things. Then the examination actually starts. So we put a lot of pieces together. And then if we need to get some functional medicine testing done, then we do the neurotransmitters. And, we may do, some adrenal function testing. We may do some other tests. It depends on the condition. So you have to look at...
Well, there is some help. There is maybe hope down the line.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, unfortunately, in almost 42 years of practice, I've seen way too much that has just been left, kind of use the term the side of the curb. And if you look at it the right way and you really understand the things that are going on and not just say, well, here's this antibiotic and, now we're done. We can't find traces of whatever it was. But how about the ramifications of everything else that took place? Side effects of antibiotics and heavy antibiotic therapy are the things that you're describing. So, Wilma, give me a call. Love to see you again. I'm glad that we were able to help your girl. That's what we do. That's why we're here. I have fun with this program, and it's giving you the right information so you can begin to be the leader in your health. You have to make sure that you do your investigation, but just don't leave it to Dr. Google. There's a whole lot more out there that you can do to make a difference in your life. We're coming up to a break. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. It's Saturday, and that's because the Redskins are here tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and our pregame show is bumping us, so we're here when they're there, something like that. Anyway, thank you for being with us today. I'm going to go directly to the phones only because I've been this poor man's been waiting for a long, long time. Frank, are you still there?
Yeah, I am, Dr. Rozelle.
Forgive me for not getting back to you. How can I help you, sir? We only have a couple minutes.
I'm 78 years old, excellent health. I swim like 1,000 yards a day.
You sound great, man.
But my weight is good, diet's good. But I inherited from my father the widow's hump, kyphosis. Mine is sort of, I would say, mild to moderate, but I believe I'm losing height. What treatments have you found to be effective for that? I hear it's either muscles or it's ligaments or
there's a couple things. If you have a predisposition to a it's called a Dowager's hump, by the way. And
yes.
If you have a predisposition to a Dowager's hump, you'll begin to see it over a period of time if the muscles that support it aren't working the way they're supposed to. That's number one. Number two, if there's any injury to the head or neck that hasn't been resolved, then what happens, it begins to compensate and you begin to see more of that. So you would look at those two things first, and then you would compare it to the rest of the spine on x-ray. Is there specific degeneration at the disc spaces at that level, as well as other places, or are we just seeing a forward bending because of weakness or neurological miscommunication, and the discs only at that level are beginning to shrink down? So it's not a real simple answer. It's just a matter of finding the mechanism. So let's say that I never saw you, and what I tell you to do? The first thing that I would do is to begin to strengthen the paraspinal muscles, the muscles in between the spine, by forcing extension into that area and strengthening the rhomboids, strengthening the middle trapezius muscles at that level, but also strengthening your butt muscles and your leg muscles, because those are the ones that actually keep you upright. So you would look all the way through. And then you would go to your feet. You make sure that the feet are balanced properly. A lot of times if the feet are not balanced, where you have a proper arch that's holding you up, then over time the entire spine begins to back down. You're going to see with a Dowager's hump that your head is going to be much more arched backwards, so your cervical curvature is going to be more significant than it normally would be. So there's a lot of pieces to that, but I would start with that. You can use a shoulder brace to pull your shoulders back, but you still have to strengthen that area in between. At this stage, if it's been there for a long time, there's adhesion. There's a lot of stiffness in it. It manually needs to be manipulated. Acupuncture can be significantly useful in strengthening the muscles around that area. Again, I'm giving you little pieces, my friend. I'd really need to look at it and check it out. I hope, Frank, that's useful. It gives you a little bit of guidance. If I can help you more, go to rosellcare.com, send me a note online, and I will get back to you, and I'll try to give you a little bit more direction. But that's just what happens. You know, you see a lot of Dowager's presentations, this rounded piece at the upper portion of the back just before it hits the neck. And, you know, it can come about because of lack of activity, because of forward posture patterns. I would also take your exercise, your swimming, and I would do a lot of backstroke, because that's going to open it up. Your crawl is good, backstroke is good. If you're doing a lot of breaststroke, that actually can harm it. If you're doing a butterfly, that can harm it if you're not doing things for your back as well. So you got to play with it a little bit, but those muscles are critical in strengthening. Again, acupuncture, manual manipulation, strengthening the muscles that we talked about, looking to the feet all the way through, that can make a huge difference in how that thing advances, stopping it obviously before it gets worse. But by the way, kudos to you, my friend. Your voice is nice and strong, and I appreciate, you know, your focus in taking care of your health. We're coming up to the end of the program. See you next week. I love you all. Bye.